the seed stage on the growth path, is all about growing our desire for spiritual change in our families. But before we can help our kids grow in faith and get to know God and learn to live their lives in the power of the Holy Spirit, we actually have to want to do this, right? But this desire doesn't always come easily. So we're going to figure out how to figure out your own why, your vision, your reason for planting seeds at all. Because as we talked about yesterday, when you have a vision, it's easier to push through those hard times, those times when the weeds want to come up and choke out, you know, your Bible reading time, or the times when the rocks come and it's just busy. So this is my vision. I don't have this written down anywhere aside from here, but I kind of keep it in my head of this is what I want for my kids. I want my kids to experience the love of God in their lives so they can love God, be saved by the death and resurrection of Christ, and live empowered by the Holy Spirit. I want them to have true encounters with the living God so they can live in their identity and calling as children of God, have complete confidence in His love for them, and live a life that consistently and creatively reflects Christ in a way that is unique to who He created each of them to be. Now, I'm actually thinking of taking that and making it a lot shorter and putting it in more in like kid-friendly language for my family, but that's kind of my why. So let's talk about what yours is. So in this section, I want to help you determine your why. To do this, you're going to actually have to grab a Bible and a pen or a pencil or a marker, roll up your sleeves, or if you're like me, get a fan, and get ready for God to show you His vision for your family. So it's homework time. I promise this is not busy work. This homework is going to help you get some clarity about your role. So first you want to download today's homework. I've left a link there. So I've provided some scripture references to look up in response to each question. I want you to look up each one and write down a few key words. So you can look them up in a Bible. You can use a Bible app if you want to look them up quicker instead of flipping through. It's up to you. And just look at it and write down a few key words to say, God, what do you want to show me from this? And you might want to write down the whole verse. You might just want to write down one word that stands out to you. And you don't have to write down something for each verse, just the ones that resonate with you, because they all kind of say the same thing, but in a different way. So if these verses remind you of something else, you can add that too to your paper. You have a whole page to do this. So this is just a means to start your spiritual imagination, to start being creative with God. It's not an exhaustive list, so you don't have to just stick to my list of scriptures. As you read and reflect on the verses, I want you to think about these three questions. Number one, why is it important to share Jesus with others in general? Number two, who is responsible for sharing Jesus with my kids or my kid? Three, I think that God designed it this way because, So once you've answered the questions, you're ready to pull together your why or your vision for your family. You can use quotes straight out of the Bible if you want. Don't worry about plagiarism here. There's no plagiarism when you're pulling from the Bible. You just want something that resonates with you. So maybe there's a specific verse that really stood out to you, and that's your vision. Or maybe there's a few key words that you want to pull together into one sentence. It doesn't have to be fancy. This is not like a writing exercise. This is just you and God talking about what He wants for your family. So if you get stuck, just answer this question in your head. What motivates me to share Jesus with my kids? Why do I do it? When I sit down and read the Bible with them, or devotional, or pray, or talk about God in the middle of our day, why do I do that? Why does that even show up for me? Why do I care? Why don't I talk about something else? Now, once you've put your sentence or paragraph or three words together, I'd love for you to leave a comment with your rough draft. So don't stress about wording or worry about making it sound like something that came out of a book. It's just for you. And honestly, it's just a start. Like I mentioned before, I think I might rearrange mine to make it more kid-friendly and hang it on our wall. So as you grow and change, your why will probably change a bit, and that's okay. Next time, we're going to talk about the obstacles that get in our way. All those things that make you think you aren't the right person for the job, or that you're unqualified or unequipped, or the things that just plain old frustrate you. So do not skip the next lesson. It's an important one. Also, make sure to pop over to the Golden Nuggets link and type in one thing you want to remember from this lesson. And if you'd like, you can also share your golden nugget with the group. so that we can learn from what God is teaching you. Thanks for joining me today. I told you the last one was the longest one. The rest of them are way shorter, but this one does involve a little homework, so you'll have to do a little work on your own.